You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, trending report. Jeremy, we still do not know for sure who the Nuggets are going to play in the finals. The Celtics staved off elimination last night, beating the Miami Heat. So that series now moves back to Boston for a game tomorrow night, while the Nuggets just sit around by the pool, I guess, for the next week or so.
Ice baths.
And you did a little research into what these tickets are going to cost?
So here's the thing. We don't really know what games are going to be in Denver yet. According to this story, if the Heat win the Eastern Conference, Denver's going to host games 1, 2, 5, and 7, if needed.
Right.
The other way around, if the Celtics make a comeback, Denver's going to be at 3, 4, and 6, if necessary. So the prices are going to fluctuate depending on, you know, what games are where and blah, 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 blah. But generally speaking, if there's game one here, about $750 for the upper level seating right now,
okay,
plus taxes and fees. And then they trickle up, 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 and up. They're saying about $7,000 for floor seats for those beginning games, and then it's going to go up, up, up to $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, $17,000, I'm seeing, as they get further into the series just to sit behind the bench. So, I mean, it's not going to be crazy to say that somebody will drop $20,000 on courtside seats for the finals. So it's going to be super expensive.
They better win the championship. That's all I
know. So you'll see Peyton Manning down there, I'm sure.
For sure.
He can afford it.
Speaking of Peyton Manning, he was on the last Super Bowl winning team for the Denver Broncos. Now, the last player remaining on the Broncos from that Super Bowl winning team from 7 years ago is gone. Our kicker, Brandon McManus, the guy who holds the team record for the most field goals over 50 yards, out of a job. Broncos released him yesterday. That means in 7 short years, we don't have a single player left over from that championship team.
Right, yeah.
Crazy. Mm. A lepidopterist, you know what that is?
Mm-mm, tell me.
A lepidopterist, someone who's an expert on moths and butterflies, one of those at the Butterfly Pavilion, says that all the smoke and haze we've got from the Canadian wildfires might actually keep all those Miller moths hanging around Denver longer than usual.
Oh, great. There was 4 of them in the studio this morning. I got 3 of them.
While I was talking to you yesterday, I was laughing about it. You and I were on the air and your little camera's on you. And behind your head, I could see one flying around.
How do they get to the 12th floor of this building in a little radio studio? How do they get in here?
Are they taking the elevator up the stairwells?
I don't know. But I had to, I sadly had to get rid of 3 of them. One of them's still in here because I didn't want to be like, while we were on the air, you know, if it's trying to get in my nose or something.
The smoke, apparently, from the fires confuses the little moths by blocking out the stars, which throws off their migration patterns. They can't navigate. So, confused, they just stick around longer, like adult children.
Yeah,
they
we'll just hang out. God.
So now you got not only more smoky air, you just have more moths. So
double whammy.
That's going on right now. Want to cut back on eating, lose a few pounds? Some new research is out saying all you got to do is look at pictures of food. That's it. End of story. Actually, there's a lot more to this story. They say looking at photos of food, especially like online, could help you curb your overeating. But it's not just one glance at food. It's multiple. So if you look like 30 times at a photo of a stack of Oreo cookies, in a way, psychologically, it will curb your appetite a little bit. So you feel sated. You feel satisfied.
I agree with this. Absolutely. Like if I got a hankering for ice cream or something, if you walk down that aisle at Safeway and look at all the ice cream, you kind of just get satisfied by looking at the pictures of ice cream. So it's essentially, I guess with that, you wouldn't need to look at it 30 times. You just have to look at 30 items all at once.
I feel satisfied. Probably so. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
Push your cart back and forth slowly. Mm-hmm. And just kind of imagine you're taking a bite of every one of those.
Down the Chips Ahoy aisle. It's the same as huffing. They always say that you can huff food that you want to eat, too, and it satisfies your cravings. That's cool.
Along the lines of food, I'm going to steal Jeremy's Fat America story because I am noted on this show for having a guilty pleasure with Kraft American Singles. I know. You don't have to text in and tell me how gross I am. I know. It's just since I was a kid, that's been my thing. And I know they're not even really cheese. In fact, the government will not allow them to label it as cheese.
Vaseline and sawdust.
Yeah. They have to label it either a cheese product or a cheese food because they are less than 51% cheese.
Disgusting.
So they don't meet the FDA standard on it. However, having said all that,
so
Kraft is out saying they are redesigning their packaging because apparently, Jeremy, some people cannot get their fingers through the little cellophane wrapper thing. They can't find the opening.
Their greasy, fat fingers?
Yes. So what they're doing is they're changing the texture of the wrappers to make them thicker and sturdier so they can be open and your fingers can, you know, find where that opening is.
As you're shaking trying to open it,
I gotta tell you, I have never had a problem getting into that deliciousness.
You lay it flat and you slide your fingers right underneath it.
While they're at it, they're going to change the exterior packaging also. So.
Wouldn't you love to have been in that little focus group where they had like 20 people in a room and they hand them different cellophane-wrapped cheese slices and they're like, attempt it.
Ready? Go.
Go, and we'll time you, and we'll see which one of you can get it open the fastest.
And they do that thing where their tongue is kind of sticking out the side of their mouth as they concentrate.
And the one guy in the corner got the one with the grip. Boom, done, open.
It's funny.
Pack it.
Last thing I got quickly is there's a story. I didn't know this. Kate Middleton, she is the Princess of Wales. You know, Prince William's wife. Kate Middleton was out attending a little picnic with a bunch of elementary school kids. And some of them came up and asked for her autograph. And she said, quote, I can't write my name, but I can draw. And so she took their little pieces of paper and she drew little pictures for the kids. So then a reporter later said, why didn't you sign an autograph for him? Well, it turns out it's against royal rules. They are not allowed to write their signature at any time.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you clarified.
There were, you thought she was just
I thought she really, literally could not write her name.
Same thing. She has the tongue sticking out the side of her
mouth.
I can't
do it. I don't know
how. She grasps it like a stick.
This pencil's too slippery.
Apparently, the rule is they don't want anyone learning to forge their signature, so they are not allowed to sign autographs. Please. If you're a professional forger, you will get her signature
You'll
somewhere.
Find it. Yeah.
But I don't think any of these third graders were going to forge her signature. But anyway, a rule is a rule, and she's got to follow royal rules.
Yep.
What else is trending?
Well, I guess this little story about Netflix is trending this morning. They have begun their crackdown on password sharing. From here on out, anyone using your account essentially better live with you because they're charging another $7.99 for anyone living outside your home that is using your account. So I guess you're going to have to actually set up like locations on where this account is being used with Netflix.
And you can upgrade to one other type of account,
premium.
Right? And it allows you to have exterior sign-ins.
Premium subscribers can add up to 2 non-household members, and the standard plan subscribers can only add 1. So anyway, they're tracking you. They're watching where you're watching these things and who's watching what, and they're going to start charging you an extra $8 if mom and dad are using your password.
And they've warned us for like 3 years they were going to do this.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So it's coming. It's here. Katy Perry is mad, you guys. She supposedly wants to quit American Idol. I guess she's been getting some bad press this season for supposedly being the mean judge on American Idol. And she says, I'm going to quit the show.
She's the new Simon.
Yeah, I guess this is coming from the British tabloids they're not always very reliable. But they say that Katy feels like the producers have thrown her under their bus by editing the show to make her seem nastier and meaner. She's been on the show for 6 seasons. She actually got booed earlier this year for critiquing one of the contestants' outfits. So she's mean. Big news coming out of the car industry this morning. AM Radio just scored a big win. Courtesy of Ford, they announced that they are reversing course and they're not going to be removing AM radios from their new cars. There was like 8 car brands, I believe, that were planning on ditching AM radio, all because of the electromagnetic interference with some of their cruise control systems. But now everyone, It's like, boo, boo. All 80 million of you that still listen to AM radio, boo, give me my NPR. So anyway, they're going to be putting AM radios back in the cars. I'll be honest, I haven't listened to AM radio in
ages.
Long time.
Ages.
I remember riding around, you know, with my dad and stuff as a kid, and he'd always throw on AM radio and listen to the news and stuff. I think that was probably the last time. This is kind of a crazy story. There's some pictures of it on our Facebook page. Somebody in Northern California returned a library book that was almost 100 years overdue. It was checked out in 1927, so it was 96 years old. The same year that Calvin Coolidge was in the White House and Charles Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic. You remember that, don't you, Dom?
I do. I got his autograph.
It was a big, big deal back then.
Did they say what the book is? I got to know.
It was called A History of the United States by Benson Lossing, it looks like. The History of the United States. It was a fine of $1,700 if they did the math from when it was checked out to today. And, of course, the library waived the fee. They were just happy to get the book back. But it's a big old book, and it looks really, really old. It's kind of neat. Check it out on our Facebook.
We now have twice as much history as we had then.
Right. We have some sad news this morning. The gathering of the Kyles in Kyle, Texas, fell short again of breaking the world record for the most people with the same name gathered in one place. They missed the record by 835 Kyles.
Oh,
Try again next year, Kyles.
That's funny.
Bunch of
Why
dorks.
Can they not get enough Kyles?
I don't know, man. I mean, maybe, was this the second time they did it? Maybe third time's a charm with this one. Word's really going to get out now. There's going to be a lot more Kyles next year.
Do we know a Kyle?
I know a Kyle. I have a cousin Kyle. I should message him and be like, step up, dude. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
road trip.
I don't know any other Kyles. Kyle's up there. That's a name that's up there with, you know, never mind.
You get the Kyle dude from Channel 9.
Kyle Clark. Kyles are kind of dorky. Let's do some clickbait, man.
You were sure?
Yeah.
Clickbait.
I wanted to say something about Brents, but remember that guy?
Oh, God, boy. He got so
Boy, did he get fired up.
He was going to fight you, as I recall.
He wanted to fight both of us at the same time.
Which I think I wrote back and I said, you're just kind of making our point about Brent.
Truly being
dude.
A Brent right now. Settle down.
Yeah.
Clickbait. It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. An intense video that was released. It came from Michigan, where a steer ran out onto the highway in Michigan and it had to be lassoed by a cowboy on horseback and some dude on an ATV. But it got really intense because this steer ran right onto like a four-lane highway. And some cop caught it all on dash cam. Very intense. And the cowboy's a hero because he saved him. Check it out. It's on our Facebook.
So Rip was out there.
Rip was there. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.